AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Mourners crowd into a Baltimore church for the funeral for 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who died under mysterious circumstances while in police custody. Martin DeCaro has more.
United in grief and anger, those who filled the pews of New Shiloh Baptist Church listened to the attorney for the Gray family, Billy Murphy, call for justice.
This is our moment to show who we really, really are. This is our moment to get at truth.
The Reverend Jamal Harrison Bryant gave the eulogy, holding up Freddie Gray's death as another product of a broken justice system.
I don't know how you can be black in America and be silent.
The 25-year-old died of an unexplained spinal injury while in police custody, prompting a week of marches and rallies as the investigation continues. I'm Martin DeCaro.
On the other side of the world, funerals are also being held in Nepal, where close to 4,000 people are dead since Saturday's magnitude 7.8 earthquake. Search and rescue teams fear the toll will climb once they reach remote mountain villages that were close to the quake's epicenter. The U.S. is part of an international effort to provide aid and shelter to the tens of thousands of people who have lost their homes in Nepal.
The images that everybody has seen are gut-wrenching, extraordinary devastation, young children carried away in ambulances and villages, entire villages, reduced to rubble.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is now donating $10 million to the recovery effort. Loretta Lynch is the nation's newest attorney general. After taking the oath earlier today, Lynch talked about the need to restore trust between police and minorities.
We can restore trust and faith, both in our laws and in those of us who enforce them.
Lynch replaces Eric Holder, who left last Friday after some 6 years in office. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 14, the Nasdaq is off 29. This is AP Radio News. The judge in James Holmes' murder trial has told the jury his lawyers don't have to prove he was insane at the time he killed 12 people and wounded 70 others inside a movie theater. The burden is on the prosecutors to prove that he wasn't. Holmes has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity in the theater shooting in a Denver suburb. Legal analyst Scott Robinson says prosecutors will use the fact that Holmes planned the attack to show he knew what he was doing.
Their argument will be that you cannot do this kind of elaborate planning and be legally insane.
Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty if Holmes is convicted. If found not guilty, he would be committed to a state mental hospital. Police and other students say government teacher Bradley Olson kept people from being hurt when he tackled a 16-year-old student who had fired two shots into the air this morning at North Thurston High School in Lacey, Washington. Police say the teenager is now in custody after the incident. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.